Hi, buddy. Are you ready to record things with your mouth?
You know what I am. Let's record stuff with my mouth area place.
Mm-hmm. That's the best place to record anything. Okay, are you ready? Sir, sounds a lot. What is it now? Oh, the door. Jesus Christ. All right, are you ready now?
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go.
What up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boothang, Amber Smiles Jones, and DJ Hate Cousin is on the ones and twos.
Thicka, pow. What's nice. Going on, y'all? I'm here again. I love this place. It's very nice and sultry. I get warm hugs every time.
You shouldn't.
I sneak them.
We have company policies. You're not allowed to just touch people.
They touch me, all right? It's receiving touches.
This is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random-ass topic that we discuss. So if you missed last week's episode, Christmas is about presents. We talked about the UFO we saw. We talked about shitty gift givers. And I also shared about a neighborhood cat adopting our family, I think, anyways. So I think
that's
what
the holidays is all about, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. It's about being adopted by a wild animal. Mm-hmm. I think I have a black cat now. Is that what's happening?
No, that's exactly what's going on. You have a black cat now.
Oh, okay. Well, to be specific, ladies and gentlemen, she is a Bombay black cat. And so I actually asked Gemini, I downloaded that app, and I asked Gemini, what are the characteristics of a black cat, of this particular breed of black cat, Bombay, right? Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, it's that breed is very playful, very smart. They talk a lot, which she does.
Oh, yeah. She's very verbal, expressive. Here's the thing, bro. I'm surprised you're like kind of taken aback because you have so much cat experience, you know, compared to myself, at least.
Well, I only had one cat, and she was my first cat, Samantha. So. And Samantha was a different kind of cat, too. That's not even fair. She was different. You know what I mean?
She was built different, bro.
Yeah, she was built different. So if you missed last week's episode, we did talk about that. It is waiting for your earballs right now.
It is.
But I will say this. Update on the black cat. Found out the bitch has tapeworms. We got to take care of that.
Oh, yeah. Update. Yeah.
Yeah. Update on that.
Breaking news. We'll be back with more at 11.
Yeah, we sure will. Stay tuned. So this week, we are going to shout out you guys, because as we are wrapping up the year 2024, I want to thank every last one of you who listens, because it means the world to me. There have been many, many instances where I wanted to quit. I felt like I wasn't growing and it was very frustrating. But, you know, I stuck with it. And not just for like my amazing listeners, but for me as well, because I love sharing life's interesting moments with you. It's a reminder that not everything always sucks. Life does have its moments. And if I can't find the silly in mine at the moment, then damn it, I'm going to find it in someone else's and share it with you. Share those funny, random, and weird experiences that make us laugh or smile. Because for many of us, there are times we can't find our smiles ourselves. And then that's where my show comes in. It's a distraction for you and for me. So I want to thank you all for the distraction and for sharing all these moments with us. You know, oh, by the way, drink every time I said moments. Play it back and then do it. But I do hope that you guys will choose to continue to chill with us audibly in the new year. Speaking of which, I want you guys to stay tuned towards the end, because I do have an announcement to make regarding the podcast. So today is all about you guys. So let's go ahead and have some fun. Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support on the podcast. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you leave those comments down below. And in this episode, you will see one of the reasons why you should. Is there anything that you would like to say, DJ Hey Cousin? Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's take a look at the Apple podcast reviews from the last year. Let's see what you guys had to say next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Thank you for those kind words, by the way.
Of course.
Back. Bop. You know, let me just down the rest of this. There's not a lot in here.
Yeah, bro. And I'm holding some pee, and I'm about to go pee. I'll get you some.
What, you want to pee right now? Is that why you took your headphones off?
Yeah, it is.
Ugh, fine, go. Just bring the bottle. We'll be right back. As a podcaster or just an entertainer in general, I need to do well in whatever I put my energy into, especially if I really care about it. And the way I know if I've done well is if you guys let me know. And one of the ways you can do that is the Apple Podcast reviews and ratings. So right now, your girl is at 4.9 stars out of 5. I've had 78 ratings, and all are 5 stars except for 2 of them. One is a 3-star, and one is only a 1-star. So I will say this. Some podcasts are not for everyone. If you are a podcaster, you get a 1-star. Yes, it is a punch of the gut, and it can affect your numbers, but try your best not to take it too close to heart, because many people who rate and review are in the mindset that your podcast is for them. And if you're not hitting exactly what they want, then they can give you a bad review. But it doesn't mean that your podcast isn't good or your content is bad. Some people just don't know what they just don't know what rating reviewing is for.
Most people, I'm sure, don't know the full extent of the rating system and what it does to the algorithm and this and that and all that stuff. And I'm sure there's people who just vote frivolously, but in the same accord, you know, that it's very important. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason that we yap about it in every show, yeah. Every episode.
Review,
every
subscribe, rate,
you
review.
Know what I'm saying? Every YouTube thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. not just us, everybody else.
Download. Yeah, you it's a mean? Thing, man. If they dislike your content or your jokes, or you maybe you're just not their cup of tea, and that's fine. But here's the thing. You have to remember, not just as a creator, but as a human being, you cannot please everyone. It is impossible.
You're not supposed to.
Exactly. We're not meant to please everybody. That's not what it's about. If that were the case, then there would be one podcast out there. You know what I mean? So,
and I'm sure that's the case in somewhere in Mongolia or some shit.
Yeah, right?
One podcast everyone has to listen to.
It's only one. That's more like North Korea.
The Emperor's,
I feel like,
podcast or some shit.
So if I come across a podcast that I don't like or content on other platforms I'm not a fan of, I just find something else to consume, because it's clearly not for me. I don't leave rude comments. I don't hit the down like button. I don't give them a 1-star. It's just that's just how I move. I'm not saying that's what you need to do. That's just what I do.
And in a world where consuming is pretty much the majority of our day,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard to find something, yeah, else, not just something else, but something else that you can possibly like and enjoy.
No, I agree with you. So I say this to you as maybe creators, maybe just human beings. Keep your head up and pray to God that you have listeners willing to combat those negative reviews with some good ones.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get on to these Apple Podcast reviews. So I got this on July 12th, 2024. This is coming from Colmar29. And they say, love you, Amber, 5 stars. Love this podcast. I'm a Burt Show fan, and I think you're amazing. You have a beautiful spirit, and I enjoy your content.
Wait, what does his name say again?
Colmar29.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just trying to support you where I can, buddy. You know, that was me.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, so the next, that's, well, that sucks, but also thank you.
No problem.
You biased ass bitch. Next one is coming from July 23rd, 2024, from Carlisa Jade. She says, eek, 3 stars. Too crude for me.
Oh, you know what? I can appreciate that, because that's not necessarily a dim on your quality. It's just a dim on your obsceneness, like your naughtiness.
My naughtiness?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have something I would like to say, if I may,
yeah,
to this person and to everyone else who may think I'm too crude. May I have the floor?
Yes, hold on, let me get this up real quick.
So,
yeah, all right, quick.
Shout out to the woman, I will say this, who said I was too crude. She will be the one who warns others that I may not be for them. I do think it's nice that she gave me 3 stars and not just 1. So, again, that kind of goes with what you just said, DJ Hey Cousin. But here's the thing. For me, I'm not crude. I'm kind of real. If if I stub my toe, I'm not going to be polite. Oh, heavens. Oh, my. Mm. I'm not going to do that. You're going to get like a full soundtrack of pain, frustration, and profanity. It's going to be raw, unedited. I'm not crude. I'm authentic. Because sometimes the truth isn't wrapped in a little bow. It's wrapped in duct tape and maybe, again, some profanity. Life ain't always polite, and my podcast reflection of that. It's messy, chaotic, but always 100% genuine. So, if my humor and honesty, or I guess you can say just me in general, make you clutch your pearls, I have some great news for you. My podcast is not for everyone, as I said before, and there are millions, literally millions of other types of content that may be closer for you. But for those of you who love a good laugh and a little edge and a lot of heart, also random moments of what the fuck, if you enjoy that, welcome to the family. And if you think I'm crude now, wait until you hear next week's episode. It's going to be hardcore porn. There's going to be some sheep involved, all kinds of things, multiple people. I'm going to get my own bottles of baby oil. It's going to be wild.
Wild.
So buckle up. Also, I only had 2 reviews this year, so I'm going to cheat and read last year's too. And then I just found out that one of them was from you, so that's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you guys would just leave some reviews, it'd be great. I just want to feel more successful. So let's share these. Okay, so a year ago, we had SpiderSteph88 says, love, 3 hearts, 5 stars. I'm a Burt Joe listener, and I found this podcast once you joined the show. Love the show and the energy. Lots of hugs and positive energy to you and all you have been through this past month. Lots of love to the podcast. I will be listening to all the episodes and sharing. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Spider Steph. Sharing is important. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Also, cool name. Are you into spiders? Are you afraid of spiders? Or do you have 8 legs? You got to let me know.
Maybe all 3.
You never know.
I could see all 3.
Possibly. You never know. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Wes, will you do me a favor and read this next one for me?
All right. From 21 Sean a year ago.
Fuck. What was that?
I don't know. I think something may have sparked.
I think we blew a fuse. Because both lights just went out.
Yeah, I think it was the U.S., the brick here.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the brick.
Maybe. We'll get into it later. We're recording a podcast. But unplug it. That brick must be a piece of shit. We'll get a better brick.
Yeah, it was the brick.
All right. So, sorry about that, 21 Sean. Our house almost caught on fire. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look at you. Sean came during a very nice time. Anyway, real laughs. 5 stars. I enjoy listening. Because you make it easy to laugh. Shooting star.
Is that what that is? That's a shooting star emoji?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. There are some new emojis out there that I am not privy to.
Ah.
And I've been trying to start using more emojis now because it's like, well, they're there. Like, what the fuck? And then I feel like because I'm a millennial in her 30s, it feels like, oh, now I'm trying to be too hip. And now it feels weird. And I'm overthinking it now.
Well, you know, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, choosing the right moments.
Well, I still think it's a poo emoji and it's not chocolate ice cream, so I don't even know where I stand anymore.
Well, you know, there are different seminars and different classes. I can send you, you know, to for proper emoji etiquette.
Oh, thank you. You know, because I really care.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very important, very important. No, I got you. We'll figure it out later.
All right. Could you go ahead and share this next review on Apple Podcasts a year ago from, was it Jazz Slimity?
Yeah.
Slim Titty?
Slim Slimity?
Slim T.
Slim Slimity.
You know who you are. Hey.
Yeah, you know. From a year ago, it's the randomness for me, ! 5 stars. The not knowing what to expect on each episode is what keeps me coming back. Amber is crazy and her episodes crack me up. ! I love those exclamation points.
Me too.
Definitely a must listen. !
Ooh.
I love it. The enthusiasm, you know.
I will say this, though. This is like one of the reasons why I did not want to get stuck in a box in the podcast where I didn't like say this podcast is specifically about this, because there are so many amazing, interesting topics to discuss that we can definitely find the jokes and the fun in. Plus, you can learn something and things. So I definitely appreciate you noticing that. you just don't know what to expect on each episode because each episode is very different. It's very rare that I do the same thing episode in episode. I even switch up the segments. We don't do fuck, marry, kill every episode. We don't, you know what I mean? I like to switch it up.
Yeah. There are
it's
things,
a good thing.
There are things that we
think
we
outside circle, the bun.
That we circle back around to, and there's stuff that we're constantly, well, you're constantly introducing in and introducing out and this idea and that. So, I mean, it's constantly new stuff being introduced. So, yeah,
I will say this, though. We have talked about this, DJ Cousin, that we are going to start sharing more of ourselves on the pod, having some more personal stories to share, and anecdotes and life experiences, etc.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I've shared a good bit on here, you know, that time I got shot, that time I got abducted by the aliens.
Mm-hmm. If you guys missed that, you're going to go listen to all the episodes to figure out which episode that is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That time I won a grocery store in a raffle and then lost it to the mafia. You know, it is this good bit of stuff. But, you know, I'll try to see if I can dig up some more personal stories.
Yeah. Please.
You know, to really, you know.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course.
So, obviously, last year I was killing it. shout out to all of you who take the time to leave reviews and ratings. It is way more important than you know. Okay, so let's go ahead and see what you guys had to say on Spotify up next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So another way to share your thoughts on the podcast is Spotify. And so they have made it so that listeners can comment on each episode that they listen to. And you can do this on any podcast on Spotify if they turned that feature on. So what I want to do is I want to share with you a few comments from 2024. And our first comment is coming from episode, It's Under My Titty.
And where is it again?
It's Under My Titty.
Ah, okay. I wasn't sure.
Okay, it might be a little crude. Maybe a little bit. I mean, by the titles of my episodes alone, should have warned that woman that maybe there's some crude there.
just a smidge.
Just a smidge. So anyways, that episode was posted February 2nd of 2024. And now I know her as Demaje, okay? And I am not going to butcher her first name, damn it. So I respect her too much for that. So I'm going to call you what I know you by, okay? But she said, I've never had anything stolen by TSA, but I've had my wheelchair damaged on a flight. My favorite childhood toys were the whole Toy Story gang, LOL.
Damn.
And in response to the Q&A, have you ever had your thing stolen by TSA? Okay, that's what she was responding to. And I also asked her, what was your favorite toy as a kid?
Mm.
So I got to say, when I was a kid, I feel like one of my favorite toys, my favorite stuffed animal was a Donatello stuffed animal that I had from the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like my favorite toy was probably like every single one of my fucking action figures, like all of them.
What action figures did you have?
Oh, man, I had Batman, I had Spider-Man, I had Power Rangers, I had Turtles. I had some Barbies, but I used to just make them have sex.
Ah.
So.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. All right, man. Next comment is coming from the Hurricane Cocaine episode posted August 9th, 2024. These titles are wild.
Man, I don't know what you expected. All right.
All right, Wes, do me a favor, DJ Hey Cousin, read what Belle White 10 had to say in that episode.
Hilarious episode. Loved the bloopers. When you told Wes you wanted to hurt him, and I busted out laughing because I was thinking the same thing. Wow, that was great. P.S. Please fix the audio. Wes is so heavy and much louder than yours.
Okay, what he was reading was, P.S. Please fix the audio. Wes's voice is so heavy and so much louder than yours. Why did you read it so, like, mumbled like that?
Oh, I did? I didn't realize it was mumbled. I really didn't realize it was mumbled.
My apologies. Here's the thing. We've already kind of taken care of that right now, especially. We've got the same microphones right now, which were good. We've discussed levels on each of us. I've been trying to find a way to edit them for both of us, but I do not have, like the sick-ass, like, software that I need for, like, really good audio editing, at least not yet. So I'm just kind of working with what I got. Next comment is coming from the Batman versus Spider-Man episode, and that was posted September 12th, 2024. And Elevation Station says, thanks for this. You're right. AI could have did a little, but I think crazy. Anyways, you're very creative. I can't side because both are my favorite Marvel characters. By the way, your podcast is lit and amazing. All right, so she was talking about Batman versus Spider-Man. She said she cannot decide because both are her favorite ones. I like them both, but I like Spider-Man a little more because he's just a sarcastic one-lining guy. I like the comedy and stuff, so I kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. Spider-Man's more relatable.
Yeah,
he's more of a hero of the people.
Yeah, he's more fun. Batman is, he's great. Don't get me wrong. Batman's dope, but he's like the emo version of all the Marvel characters.
I mean, they're really two sides of the same coin, really, as far as like archetype and overall what they stand for, more or less. You know, because they got similar backstories, you know, at some points. Not, you know, but of course, is broke. That's the main thing. Like, one is broke and one's rich. That's like really one of the main like comparisons, you know what I'm saying? Which really changes a lot. You know what I'm saying?
So Spider-Man or Batman?
A Spider-Man.
Okay. Coming from the Evil Elves, Murders, and Horrible Food episode, which was posted December 13th, not this year, this month.
Oh, yeah.
2024. Dimaje is back. And she said, Portland is a city in Maine and Oregon. Oh, we had the conversation. We were like, where the fuck is Portland?
Oh, but yeah.
She was telling us there's actually two Portlands. Because remember, I was like, you got to give me a city, and you were like, Maine. And I was like, okay. So thank you for that. And she said, South Dakota's black population is 12.4% of the whole 909,824. So we remember when I asked, yo, is there any black people in South Dakota?
Oh.
Yeah, Dimaje came up with an answer. Thank you.
See, you know what I'm saying? We need that on the team.
We did. We did.
We
Thank
need
you.
A researcher on the team.
We do need a researcher. Seattle, Washington is where I live, and it's on the worst food list. Rude. And back that lemon pepper up is hilarious. Oh, that's right. We did say that. And yes, here's the thing. I'm actually surprised, Dimaje, that you remember where you live. That's a little inside joke. I used to do Periscope. Remember Periscope?
Mm-hmm.
I did Periscope live a lot when I was in L.A. And so we played this game called the States game, where you have to like name all the states.
Yeah.
And everybody watching would name the states. And as they wrote them down, I would write them down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dimaje gave us a lot. And we were just missing a couple of states. And this heifer did not name her own state that she lives in.
Ah.
And so now that's a thing.
How
so,
you forget where you live at, bro?
That's what I said.
How you forget where you live?
Listen, I swear that I have more than three listeners. I joke about that a lot, but it's starting to feel like it now because most of the comments I have through Spotify is from the same three people.
Well, bro, you know what I mean? I love it. They're OGs. They've been here for a while. You know what I mean? So it's like you kind of have a mental bias, like when you go through your comments. Like, oh, there's what's her name? Hey, what's this?
But you know what? I love it because you're right. They are the OGs. They really enjoy the podcast. They love to interact with me, which I love. I hope more of you decide to join in on that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So here's it up. Let's go. Here's it up.
Here's it up.
Here's it up.
Here's it up.
Here's it up. Let's see what Spotify has to say about this dope-ass podcast. So Spotify has wrapped us up for the year and shared some interesting analytics about my podcast. And it's kind of cool. So I wanted to share some of that with you guys. So it told me that I have gained 19% more followers. So that's a good thing. I don't know what 19% is. Is that like three?
Possibly.
I'll take it.
Yeah. You better.
I'll take that. You better
know
what
take mean? That 19%.
Goddamn right I will.
It's a soft 19%.
It's soft 19.
Yeah.
Spotify also says your episode was the In the Moment podcast joins the silly. That was my top episode this year.
I'm sure you're proud of that to an extent, right?
I really am because it was I've always loved the In the Moment podcast. If you're interested in checking it out, it's In the Moment, M-O-E-M-E-N-T, Moment.
If you had to choose, would you rather that be the best episode of the year or the Feed the Pick episode?
Probably the Feed the Pick episode. I worked really hard on that.
I knew it.
I worked really hard on that.
I knew it.
I worked really hard on that. So check them out. They're fun. But yeah, it was like a dream of mine to be able to record with Mo and Katie and be on their podcast. And like, it was just inspiring. And I learned a lot from them as well.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
It was dope. It says that I was streamed in 15 countries. This podcast was. So we are all over the world now, bro.
What do you consider the coolest one out of that 15? Like the one that's like, what?
I was shocked that I had anybody from New Zealand listening.
New Zealanders.
Shout out New Zealand. You know, and I do have Australian listeners too. That doesn't mean I'm choosing a side. Calm down. I love you both.
We're not choosing sides. We're just shouting out and giving some recognition to y'all.
Shout out to my UK listeners as well. I got a couple of listeners in Africa. I have a few listeners in, Netherlands, Switzerland.
Nice.
You know, so that's kind of cool that we're like people, even if it's just one person who heard one episode, still, I was international, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Get out
exactly.
of here.
Exactly.
So
Reaching everybody.
Say that again.
Reaching everybody.
Yeah. So other than my show, there are other shows that people listen to along with mine. So I'm like in the list of these shows, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, number one, The Burt Show.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud to be on a list with them. That's dope.
You should be low-key honored.
Oh, I am.
Like,
number two is the Sisters Who Killed True Crime podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how much I respect Marah. I love Taz. They're really dope. Their podcast is fire. So
also should be honored
cool.
about that too.
Huh?
I said also should be honored about that too.
Oh, I am. The next one, the Joe Rogan Experience. I have no idea why.
Oh, that's just because he's the most popular one.
Yeah,
I'm sure everyone's. I'm pretty sure most people have like connected to him, like 6 degrees. I'm sure he's a Kevin Bacon of podcasts as far as like this list.
Ugh, gross. The next one is the In the Moment podcast. I'm proud of that one as well.
Yeah.
And the last one is Crime Junkie, which I love because I love Ashley Flowers and her podcast. I love the stories that she tells. I love all of the wonderful things that she does for the community, helping actually reopening cases and helping solve murders by getting these cases out here, helping get rape kits tested. She's been doing a lot for the true crime community and just for the community in general. So. That is dope that I'm on her list. Like, that's fire. So it says the top 10 shows for 106 fans my podcast is. I'm on the top 10 list for 126 people, baby. Out here. I'm the top 5 show for 77 fans.
Look at that. Look at
that. You feel me?
Look at that. I don't know what else you want. All right?
Money.
Ah, well.
I'm the number 1 show for 17 fans, which means every week at least 17 people are like, I got to hear this episode.
I have to right now. Everybody shut up.
Everybody shut up. Don't
shut
touch
up.
Me.
Shh.
Don't look at me.
Baby, that
I'm listening
just had.
To the podcast
don't,
right
don't
now.
Shut up, baby, I just had. I got to listen to this podcast.
It says here that my top fans listen to me 5.7 times more than other listeners. I don't know what that means.
What do you mean 5.7? Oh, I guess like reruns and...
Maybe. Maybe they play some back later. Like, oh, that was hilarious. Let me download this, listen to it later. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It says that my creative personality for Spotify creators is the storyteller. That makes sense. I'm very good at telling stories on my own show. That's a dig to me about some other shit. Yeah. So, yeah, I got to say 2023 wasn't great in general for me. 2024, a lot was going on. A lot of mental shit, emotional shit, physical shit, just trauma, you know, just trying to figure things out. And so the podcast actually did better this year than I expected. If I'm being real with you, I am proud of this podcast. I'm proud of where we've been and where it's headed. You know what I mean? So that I'm not disappointed at all. That the numbers, the quote unquote numbers, aren't larger. Mm-hmm. I'm just, as I said earlier, I need the distraction, and I know a lot of people do as well, and that's what kind of keeps me motivated to keep going.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, just know that you're not alone, and that there's a lot of people who need something to alleviate themselves from the circumstances they place themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be more people who will find you under those same circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep going. And the same thing goes for y'all out there, regardless of what you're doing. You know, your time will come. You know, so just make sure you're ready. And when it does, it'll probably feel worth it.
Yeah, I think so. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, is never give up and keep on trying. You can learn from your failures just as much as you can learn from your successes. Mm-hmm. Professionally, silly life rules. I'm going to tell you what, I am not really big on New Year's resolutions because I think they're fucking stupid. Because we all put way too much pressure on ourselves, and then we are upset when we don't do the things that we said we were going to do. My advice to all of you is just be easy on yourself. You are doing the best you can. If you fail one day, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and do it again. Try again. If you are on a diet and you missed a day, if you're working out and you missed a day, it is not the end of the world. Get up, do it the next day. That's how I feel about that. Fuck resolutions. But what is your resolutions, Wes? What are you?
Same resolutions as always. Try to take over the world.
Ah, ooh. Can we do that together?
I may be able to fold you into the loom.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Pinging the brain reference.
But shit, no, for real though, just want to improve. Mm-hmm. Spend more time with family and try to get better at and learn new skills. You know, nowadays people have a better understanding of the whole thing when it comes to what is it called? New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. They're just goals. They're just goals you've really always had. Mm-hmm. And the new year just feels like an incentive to try a little bit harder, try to lock in.
Yeah.
Which really you should be trying to lock in all year. You should always be trying to lock in. But, you know, if the new year makes it feel as if this is a new beginning and a new lease on life and a fresh page turn, then let that be it and try again fresh. But just know you can turn that page anytime.
Yeah, you can.
You can start fresh anytime.
You can do it right now if you want to. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So. You definitely don't even have to wait for the new year. It's just something about that day that makes us go, this is when I'm going to be the new me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an inspirational
like a,
kind of thing.
Yeah, it feels like a fresh start. It feels like a new day.
It does.
Yeah, you can make that anytime.
Yeah, every day is a new day when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to the listeners. You guys are fucking titties, my crude ass. I love your faces, but most of all, the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate every last one of you. It has been a hell of an audible year. Make sure you guys subscribe to this podcast, whatever platform you're using. And I would love those 5-star ratings. I would love those reviews. I only got 2 last year, and one was from the guy sitting next to me. And one didn't even like me. So, you know, that's not good.
Hey, man. We call that balance.
If this is your first time listening, come back and join in on all the silly and binge on the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And share the podcast with a friend. And don't forget, I'm going to be posting some more segments earlier in the week in the new year. We're going to go back to that on every Thursday. We're going to go back to the mini-sodes that's coming in, so don't worry about that. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, and, of course, the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. If you want to go ahead and hit us up and want to follow us on our social medias down in the show notes, we have our link trees and social medias, our emails, all that good stuff can be found down below. My Google Voice number, all of that, and my P.O. box. Send me stuff. I like stuff. Oh my God. And remember when I said that I had an announcement to make about this podcast? Well, it's time. It's time for me to speak. It's about rebranding. I'm not getting rid of the podcast. Calm down. It's about rebranding. I have been wanting to change the name of the podcast for some time. That will be happening in the future. Definitely in 2025. I think I get a new thumbnail and new things like that. It's still going to be under the Professionally Silly branding, but we're going to change the name of the podcast. I want to kind of change things up because I have been doing, I don't want to say I've been doing the same thing over and over again. I have been changing a lot of things, but I haven't tried that. And I think a new branding is kind of like a rebirth in a way for this podcast. And I want to be born again, but not in a religious way. In a creative way.
You know, yeah.
So that's going to be happening. Keep your eyes out for that.
And I even see it more optimistically than that. I see it, and you can choose to see it like this as well, as an evolution. Mm. So much has happened over this year. You know, you've obtained so much, you've updated so much, you've tinkered and upgraded so much that, you know, this is pretty much a natural evolution.
I'm a teenager now.
You sure are. Look, where's that blood coming from? What's that? You know, so this is part of that. And change is good. Change can be good. And it most of the time, it tends to be.
You're right.
You know, so get ready, y'all. There's going to be a lot of new stuff coming your way.
Yep. A lot of new stuff. Same funny, fun content. A lot of randomness and a lot of what the fuck moments coming. You don't want to miss any of that. Once again. What'd you say?
So crude.
I know, right? I'm so crude. God. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your motherfucking Audible Boothang. Amber Smiles Jones. And who are you? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm your Audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin.
Oh, he's up in here. He up in here side piecing. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. The first person to say the word cool must have been pretty cool, because everyone started saying it after that.
So, I mean, not wrong.
Yeah.
That was a cool ass moment.
It was. Anyways, until next time you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance.
Próxima semana.
That's next week in Spanish. Okay, bye.